Live from KTOO in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. This morning, the city and borough of Juneau ended the air emergency that had been in effect all week. Open burning and burning with a permit can resume. Anecdotal reports attribute this week's poor air quality to respiratory problems and canceled hiking tours, though a Bartlett Regional Hospital official says activity there hasn't been out of the ordinary. Theo Houck pedals for Juneau Pedicab. He saw the doctor, took 6 days off in a row, and is being treated for asthma-like symptoms, though he'd never been diagnosed with it.
Tightness in my chest and wheezing, sort of just a feeling like I couldn't breathe, almost. I would, you know, walk up the stairs and have to stop halfway up to catch my breath. And I'm still wheezing.
The state's air quality sensor at Floyd Dryden Middle School in the Mendenhall Valley puts the air quality in the EPA's good range. As of noon, sensors downtown are reporting air quality ranging from moderate to unhealthy for sensitive groups. National Weather Service forecast for the borough predicts haze into Saturday night. An investigation into an incident involving a near miss between a cruise ship and a pod of whales last month has been closed, concluding the vessel did not violate federal regulations. Julie Spiegel of NOAA Fisheries confirmed that the agency's Office of Law Enforcement determined Holland America Line's Eurodam altered course and slowed speed as it approached the humpback whales on June 24th. Under federal law, vessels must maintain a distance of at least 100 yards from humpback whales. A video shared widely on social media after the incidents shows the Eurodam cruising by the surfacing whales. A man's voice claims they radioed the ship twice to warn about the whales, but it didn't slow down. Spiegel said NOAA received several complaints from the public based on the video. Mark Sutherland says he shot it and was working on the Chichagof Dream when he and fellow crew members noticed a pod of feeding humpback whales nearby. Sutherland says he didn't file a complaint with NOAA, but he says he was surprised the investigation had been closed so quickly and disappointed the agency did not reach out to him. He said the incident made him angry because he was working in Seward in 2016 when Holland America's Zondam pulled into port with a dead juvenile fin whale draped across its bow. After the Eurodam incident, Holland America Line put out a statement saying the Eurodam's captain altered course by 10 degrees to safely pass the whales. The company says its ships follow federal guidelines for how to operate when whales are sighted nearby. Scientists are watching an area next to the Mendenhall Glacier above Juneau. Several years ago, what was a little-known natural event there caught everyone by surprise. Mendenhall Lake and Mendenhall River below the glacier were flooded, and a popular recreation area and riverside homes were threatened. Since then, the flooding has repeated several times. KTOO's Matt Miller went along with some scientists to find out if it could happen again this year.
The helicopter banks into a turning descent above Mendenhall Glacier. Gigantic undulating swells or mounds of ice ripple as far as the eye can see. Bad things can happen if we land on a slippery, uneven surface and just turn off the engine. So this is my introduction to a hot offload. The pilot touches the helicopter's skids to the ice, but keeps the rotors going for what is essentially a supported hover. She waits for us passengers to hop out with our gear. We crouch down on the ice as the noise and rotor wash beats down on us from above. A thumbs up to the pilot, and she takes the helicopter up like a rocket. By comparison, virtual silence out here on the ice. Only other sounds I hear now is a large distant waterfall, a nearby stream, and the two scientists I've tagged along with. Aaron Jacobs is a hydrologist with the National Weather Service. Christian Keenholz is a research assistant professor at the University of Alaska Southeast.
Yes. And what's your specialty?
Glaciology. So he's a hydrologist and I'm a glaciologist, which is ideal here.
We're near the origin of a recent phenomenon called a jökulhlaup. That's Icelandic for a glacial dam release. The source is Suicide Basin, a giant, steep-sided, ice-carved valley adjacent to the glacier. Suicide Basin is so big that you can fit inside as many as 100 copies of the Great Pyramid of Giza. Keenholz says meltwater from the Juneau ice field accumulates in the bottom of the basin every summer.
What drained last year, the amount of water was about, was actually more than 10,000 Olympic-sized swimming pools.
10,000?
10,000 Olympic-sized swimming pools, yeah. And we think that this year we have about the same amount, maybe a little bit less water, but kind of the same.
Mendenhall Glacier flows right past the open end of Suicide Basin, essentially acting as a giant ice dam. The glacier used to block or trap any water, but Jacobs says the water sometimes finds a path under or through the glacier.
That piping will continue to get larger and larger, so it starts small. After that, the ice dam hole that's being enlarged, bigger and bigger, you get more flow, so that exponentially just starts ramping up and getting more and more.
When it starts, Jacob says it may be obvious in Mendenhall Lake. A lot of turbid or cloudy water may rapidly flow out of the glacier's face like a creek or a waterfall. The first event that flooded Mendenhall Lake and Mendenhall River in 2011 was a big surprise.
First year we had a flood, I always tell people we woke up to calls from the weather service saying, hey, the river's flooding and it's not raining and we don't know where the water's coming from.
That's Tom Matisse, Juneau's emergency programs manager, in his office back at City Hall. There have been at least six additional Yell collapses since 2011. So Matisse says Juneau City government partnered with other agencies to set up a camera and water gauge in the basin and send up scientists on a regular basis.
Now we're able to say Suicide Basin has released. Water levels will be increasing. You've got 24 hours to get your sandbags out, surround your garage, and do what you need to do to protect your infrastructure.
Right now, only a small amount of water is spilling over the ice dam and running down along the edge of the glacier. Granite boulders dot the glacier's edge, some as big as a car, some balanced precariously on an end. The rocks have been carried down by the glacier for miles. Keenholz takes pictures of the spillover in the glacier's edge and sets up an instrument for measuring the water level and ice dam erosion. He then uses a drone to take overlapping high-resolution photos of the entire basin. Software will turn these photos into a super detailed computer 3D model, which provides important information about how much water could flow into Mendenhall Lake.
Yeah, so you need a powerful computer to process the data.
This year's Yokolap has not happened as expected. Scientists believe that's because the glacier is constantly changing and has been thinning so much recently. Keenholz expected a Yokolap shortly after water started spilling over the ice dam July 7th. A recent calving event near the ice dam may have temporarily blocked the water flow. There's also less water in the basin this year, and that could mean less water pressure to force open that big pipe. So for now, all anyone can do is just watch and wait. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.
As record high temperatures swept Alaska, many people said the heat was killing them. For Kuskokwim salmon, it was actually true. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports that never-before-seen temperatures in the Kuskokwim River sent salmon into cardiac arrest.
Earlier this week, water temperatures near Bethel broke into the lower 70s, marking the highest river temperature that's ever been recorded in early July. This spell was part of a heat wave that shot thermometers to their highest point yet across Alaska. During this time, residents along the lower Kuskokwim from Tuntutuliak to Akiak reported dead salmon floating downriver. State biologist Ben Gray says that salmon don't function well past 70 degrees, and the water had pushed just above that limit.
Essentially, what can happen at that point is salmon, their metabolism speeds up to the point where they're having heart attacks and just going belly up and floating downriver.
Gray and his crew boated from Bethel to Akiak to check it out. Along the way, they counted about 20 dead salmon. Warm water is also the suspected cause of the higher-than-normal amounts of parasites infecting salmon harvested along the river. That warm water, it's coming from the ocean. Kuskokwim Bay has clocked about 10 to 20 degrees above average throughout the summer, and each tide, Gray says, pulls that warm water into the lower river.
And that water is pushing upriver, and it's mixing, and we're just having a profile in the water right now where it's just a solid 68 to 70 degrees all the way through.
Meanwhile, residents throughout the Norton Sound region have reported large numbers of dead pink salmon that have yet to spawn floating in warm waterways. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
Hopes of overturning Alaska budget cuts ended today when the state Senate and House adjourned until Wednesday. Governor Mike Dunleavy's operating budget vetoes will stand. And finally, some odd cannabis news out of Vermont. Vermont police say they found dozens of cannabis plants in the flower beds in front of the State House. Police say they found a total of 34 plants this week among cultivated flowers that line the walkway in front of the building in Montpelier. Capitol Police Chief Matthew Rome says he doesn't know whether the immature plants were marijuana or hemp. He says officials don't intend to test the plants to see if they are marijuana or hemp because there's no criminal case. In Vermont, possession of small amounts of marijuana for recreational use is legal. Farmers can plant hemp as a cash crop. Rome says officials have made similar discoveries in the State House flower gardens in previous years. Latest weather conditions at Juneau International Airport, 61 degrees and overcast. Tonight, scattered showers, widespread haze, patchy fog after 1 a.m. And that is the KTOO News Update for Friday, July 12th, 2019. I'm Jeremy Shea.